The most recent E. coli outbreaks came late last year from raw milk cheese in California and Washington. Federal law requires that cheeses made from raw milk be aged for 60 days. That gives certain chemicals in cheese some time to destroy harmful bacteria. But that rule was enacted in 1949, and Barbara Ingham, a UW Extension food scientist, says that times have changed.
Our microbial population and the organisms that we're dealing with aren't the same and have continued to evolve since the regulation was put into place. So now we're dealing with a regulation which may not be sufficient to destroy some of these pathogens that we now have.
Pathogens like salmonella, toxic strains of E. coli, and listeria. Among possible options, the Food and Drug Administration may extend the aging period. They could outlaw certain kinds of raw milk cheese, or they could potentially ban the product altogether. Andy Hatch is a cheesemaker for Uplands Cheese in Dodgeville. He's concerned because they make exclusively raw milk cheese.
What's at stake here isn't just the cost of a pasteurizer, but it's the product itself. This is going to change the flavor. And for cheeses like ours, made in small batches, sold in specialty stores, I mean, our reason for being is that we can provide some unique, special flavors, and a lot of that is a result of raw milk.
Hatch says instead he'd like to see the government make testing for pathogens mandatory, which he says Uplands Cheese does for every batch. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.